morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，讲早。
Can we move up a little bit? Can everybody stand up and move three rows out? Except you're already in the front row.
请坐前面一点来，因为前面还有很多空位。
Don't worry, I won't spit on you. I'm far enough.
我的口水不会吐到你的身上，所以你不用紧张。
Hey, people in the back seat, Dustin and Diana, come on. Those two have a sound system. Oh, they have a baby. Okay, the rest of you need to come forward. Would you turn your Bible to Colossians chapter 4?
请大家翻开你的圣经到哥罗西书第四章。
I'd like to thank Sam for translating. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 and verse 3.
哥罗西书第四章第二节跟第三节。
Let's stand up, shall we? As we read the word of God together, let's stand, shall we?
我们一起站立，我们读神的话语。
Colossians, I guess I'll read English first and you will read Chinese. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, let's read in English first. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open the door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I'm in chains. Let's read in Chinese.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也要为我祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能讲基督的奥秘，
我为是被捆锁。Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, this is such a simple verse.
主啊，这个是一句很简单的圣经。
But Lord, this is such a difficult verse to practice.
但是也是很困难，让我们可以去实行出来。
Lord, there's nothing difficult in understanding of this verse.
要明白这一节不是很困难。
But Lord, we so often fall short of practicing this verse.
但是我们行出来的时候。却是没有办法完全的行出来。
Lord, I pray that you give us the Holy Spirit this morning.
主啊，我们求你给我们今天早上有圣灵与我们同在。
So that we know how to pray and devote ourselves in prayer.
让我们知道怎么样去祷告，来也真的献上我们自己来祷告。
We'll help this speaker, and we'll be able to deliver your message.
帮助我可以把你的信息来讲出来。
And also help the listener that they can comprehend and practice this great message.
也帮助听的也可以明白也行出来这一点。
Glory be to God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
把荣耀都归于你神啊！我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
You may see.
请坐。
As I pray, this verse is indeed probably one of the easiest verses in the entire Bible, and there's no explanation needed.And so we'll end our sermon, shall we?
这一节可能是圣经里面很容易明白的一节，所以我在想大概我也不用怎么样解释呢，我们就讲到就到这个时候就结束了。
But why don't we practice?
但是我们可以实行出来。
And you know, as we study through the book of Colossians, after chapter 2, once you pass chapter 2 and beginning of chapter 3,It comes down to really simple verses.
当我们读哥罗西书过了第二章跟第三章之后，我们发现这个圣经里面所讲都很明显很简单。
Wives, chapter 3, verse 18, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord.
第三章第十八节说，你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，在主里面是相宜的。
Husbands, love your wives.And do not be harsh with them.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
There's nothing difficult in these verses, in this passage.
在这一段里面没有说很难明白的事情。
But our mind is so corrupted that we are incapable of practicing these verses.
但是我们的思想，我们的意念是那么腐败，我们没有办法来把这些实行出来。
So we are told by society, "Woman, stand up for your right."
所以社会里面就跟我们说女性要站出来，要争取自己的权利。
We instead of listening to the Bible, we think, hey, this verse says this, but you know, we are told to stand up for our own rights. Hey, husband, we need to take care of our own needs first.
虽然圣经这样说，但是我们就常常会受那个社会所讲的影响做丈夫的也会觉得自己要先自己的好处先得到。
Comes down to chapter 4 when Paul's his parting message, his final words to the Colossian church, he says, devote yourselves to prayer.
到第四章的时候，就是保罗要跟哥罗西教会离开的时候，跟他们所讲的，就是说他们要恒切祷告。
And this word devote, I know in Chinese and King James version translated as continuing in prayer.
这个 devote 这个字在中文跟 King James 的圣经里面所翻译的意思就是说要恒切，不断。
But this word is translated in many ways, and a lot of times actually is translated as devote, as in NIV or NASB.
但是其实有很多时候这个字也翻译成 devote, 就是要投入，要献上这个意思。
And when a person is devoted to something, you can see it.
当一个人就是献上自己投入去做一个事情的时候，你可以看得到。
And you will sense what he cares about the most, what he devotes himself to the most.
你可以看得到他甚至要就是献上自己来做什么。
In Bible, there are 10 times this word appear, devote, and 5 times are translated or in relation to prayer, devote yourself to prayer.
这个字在圣经里面出现十次，有五次是讲到祷告的。
Acts 1:14 talk about at the ascension, the disciples were supposed to, they would gather together and devoting themselves to prayer.
使徒行传第一章第十四节说，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄都同心合意的恒切祷告。
Acts 2:42 it says, and all these converts, all these new brothers and sisters, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to breaking of bread and to prayer.
第二章第四十二节说，那些新的基督徒，他们恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，拨饼祈祷。
And Acts 6:4 talk about the apostles, the preachers would say, we will devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word.
第六章第四节，使徒们说他们都专心以祈祷传道为事。
That's why they elect deacons to handle the administration and ministry of the church.
所以他们就选出一些执事来处理平常的日常的事情。
So that they're pastor, their preacher can devote themselves to prayer and teaching of the word.
所以使徒们可以专心的祷告跟传道。
In Colossians comes to this verse. Colossians Paul reminds the people here, devote yourselves to prayer.
所以在哥罗西书保罗在说，就是说要恒切祷告。
And Romans 12 talk about rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation.And be devoted to prayer.
在那个罗马书第十二章第十二节说，要在指望中要喜乐，在患难中也要忍耐。
And we know devote is not about you do this all day long. It's not the meaning. You don't pray all day long. You cannot.
这个字不是说 devote 这个字不是说你整天一直在做，也不可以整天一直在祷告。
When we hear a person who is devoted to his family, we know he doesn't spend all day long with his family, but his heart is for his family.
比如说一个人他真的是很投入自己的家庭里面，他的心在他的家庭里面，不是说他整天都要跟家庭一起。
However, you may mean spending a little more time in doing so.But it may not mean all day long.
可能是说你可能会花多一点时间来跟你的家庭一起，不是说整天一直。
I don't know what you devote yourself into. When people look at you, when the person who is closest to you, and when they see your life, what will they say you are devoted to?
我不知道你最投入做的是什么。当其他人看到你的时候，他们觉得你最投入的是什么东西？
People may say you are devoted to your friends.
有可能人家觉得你很投入跟你的朋友一起。
Some people are very devoted to their pets.
有些人很投入自己跟那个pets 宠物的一起的时间。
Some are very devoted to computer gadgets.
有些人就很喜欢玩一些电脑的一些新的产品。
Like me.
好像我一样。
And we devote our lives to something that no matter what, we're devoted to something.
我们的生命就是常常会投入在一些东西里面。
And Paul here encourages and exhorts us to devote ourselves in prayer.
在这里保罗就请求我们一定要就是投入在祷告里面。
And for those who play sports, when someone asks you to devote in sports, you truly know everything about the sports, about the game. And devoting in prayer in the same way we know how to pray, we enjoy in prayer.
但有些人很喜欢看那个球赛的时候，他也是真的很享受。所以你祷告的时候，如果你真的投入的时候，你也会很享受。
So I only have three questions to ask, and I'll answer them, and we'll be done.
我只有三个问题要问大家，然后问完之后答完之后呢，我们就结束了。
Three pages.
三页纸。
So,I normally take 1 hour for a page.
通常我要一个钟头才讲完一页。
So we don't have lunch today. I'm sure you don't mind staying.
我们今天没有午餐，所以可以大概可以留长一点。
And pastor and elders are not here, so you know.
就是跟长老们也不在。
So I'll do my best try to finish the 3 hour sermon in 35 minutes.
我尽量把三个钟头的讲道就是快一点讲完。
First question is the simple question, what is prayer?
第一个问题很简单，祷告是什么？
You know, it may seem a very simple question. Prayer is asking God for something.
可能答案很简单，就是要求神一些东西。
But prayer is much more than that, more than simply making a request. There are so many words mentioned with prayer. It's much more than making a request.
但是祷告却是比这个意思多很多，因为祷告不只是要要求神一些东西。
Someone gave me a book on prayer this past week by Richard Foster, and he lists 20 type of prayers in there.
刚刚这个星期有人给了我一本书，是讲关于祷告的，是 Richard Foster 所写的，他举了大概20种不同的祷告。
I have not read them all, but I think it's a very good book.
我还没有看完，但是我知道这本书是一本很好的书。
So what is prayer?
那祷告是什么呢？
Well, I'll give you Westminster Larger Catechism. Big word.
我会告诉你一个魏思敏的那个
要义的信仰问答。
信仰问答。
And what is prayer? The answer is prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God.
祷告就是把我们自己所愿的献上给神
，in the name of Christ，
在基督的名里面
，by the help of His Spirit，
靠着圣灵的帮助
，with confessions of our sins，
也承认我们的罪
，and thankful acknowledgement of His mercies，
也是承认神的去感恩，就是神的给我们的怜悯。
So at least he brings up into 4 or 5 parts of what prayer is. And first on is offering up our desires unto God.
所以这里有4-5个不同的成分。那个祷告里面，第一个就是把我们所愿的献给神。
Psalm 62:8 says, "Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us."
诗篇第62篇第8节说：“你们众民当时要倚靠他，在他面前倾心吐意。神是我们的避难所。”
This idea of pouring out our desires in front of God is actually the key of our prayers.
这个把我们所愿的这样的倾心吐意的给神，就是那个祷告里面一个很重要的。
I know most of you who live a real life will agree with me that life is painful.
我想大家也会跟我同意的，就是说生命有时候是很痛苦的。
If you're a student, you know what I'm talking about.
如果你是一个学生，你知道我在说什么。
Especially if you're Asian in school and people 轻枪轻枪 to you.
特别如果你是中国人，然后有人就经常的来取笑你。
If you're working for somebody, you know the pain of having a job and working for your boss and every day in and day out trying to get your job done.
如果你是工作的话，你也会知道就是要每一天要把你的工作做完这种痛苦。
If you are a mom staying home, or a dad, or I just become a dad, you know the pain of raising a child. Yes, they're sweet, but there are moments of Lord have mercy on me.
做父母的也知道每一天虽然你的儿女也是很可爱，但是有时候他们也是就是给你很多痛苦。
And also who are married, you know there are times your husband, your wife is not giving you a wonderful life, but actually you are actually suffering in your marriage.
你结了婚的话，你知道你的配偶有时候也是给你一些的痛苦。
Our life is, if you truly live and stop and think about your life, it's painful.
当你停下来去想一想你的生命的时候，有时候觉得真的很痛苦。
That's why a lot of people when they drive, when they study, they cannot be complete. They cannot stand complete silence.
所以有些人他们就是停下来要读书的时候，他们没有办法完全的安静下来。
Everywhere they go, they have to have music. They have to have something to drown their mind and forget about their pain.
所以他们一直要听着音乐来忘记其他的东西。
I don't know whether it's not you or not.Try one time and be completely silent and sit in the place.
我不知道你是不是这样子，不过你可以试试看。有一次你安静下来，就是停下来，坐下来。
For some people, this is the most scary thing they can ever do.
有些人觉得这个就是一种很难，很就是很让他觉得很不舒服的东西。
We have pain. What should we do when we have pain and trouble?
当我们有痛苦的时候，我们要做什么呢
？Your son is disobedient. Your boss is mean. Your students, your teachers are mean. Your life is painful. What do you do?
你的儿女不听话，你的学生或者是你的老板啊，很啊对你很不好，那你怎么办
？All the things we do, few of us will pour out our desires in front of God.
我们很少就是在神的面前来倾心吐意。
We will dump our trash to our friends, or hire a shrink or psychiatrist. We will do all these things, but we don't know how to pour out our desires in front of God.
我们去做很多其他的，或者去找一个医生来说一说，但是我们没有去神那边去倾心吐意。
Dr. Lily, she is a psychiatrist here, and she, I believe she probably receives a lot of trash from her patients.Every day in and day out, people simply do not know how to handle their lives and dump trash on her.
Dr. Lily, 她可能每一天就是听着病人讲很多关于他们自己不开心的话。
And this is, and for Christians, we should know much better. I'm not saying you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't go see Dr. Lily. I love her. I'm not saying her job is wrong, but we know much better than.Simply call our friends when we are sad, or simply bother other people when we are sad.
所以我们很多时候我们痛苦的时候，我们去找人家麻烦。
Or we'll get drunk, or people will do drugs, people will use very loud music, people will do violent things, people will race cars, people will do crazy things.To get a high, to get a rush, to forget about temporary their pain.
可能也会做其他很不好的事情，比如说去喝酒，或者是去吃很多不同的药，或者是开快车之类的。
But we don't know how to pour our desires to God in prayer.
但是我们却没有到神的面前去倾心吐意。
Okay, I need to speed up. That's only one point. My goodness.There is also a part of in the name of Christ that in that day, in John 16:23, in that day you shall not ask me nothing, but I say to you whatsoever you ask in the Father in my name, He will give it to you.
约翰福音第十六章第二十三节说，到那日你们什么也就不问我了。我实实在在告诉你们，你们若向父求什么， 他必因我的名赐给你们。
So we talk about we pray to God in Jesus' name, meaning actually there's another answer. What is in Jesus' name? It means we are in complete obedience and submission to Jesus. It doesn't mean help me win lottery, God, in Jesus' name pray. Amen.
所以这里讲到就是靠着神，靠着耶稣的名来祷告，意思就是说我们完完全全的顺服耶稣。
And also there's another part of prayer by the help of His Spirit with the confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of His mercies.
还有其他的就是说我们要靠着圣灵的帮助，也是要承认自己的罪，也去感谢他的怜悯。
I don't have all the time to cover all the verses, but it's simply this prayer is more than giving God a to-do list. Here are the 10 things I need you to do, O Lord, and thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, and you fall asleep. That's not called devoted to prayer.
我没有办法，没有时间来把所有的讲完。不过，请大家记得，就是说，我们祷告不是把一些的东西求神求完了之后，我们就去睡觉了。
And there are certain other ways that Bible mentions to. I will just mention a few that Bible uses to describe what prayer is.
圣经里面还有说其他关于祷告的事情。
In Genesis 4:26, Adam had a son named Seth. And the Bible says, until that time, he had a son called Enoch. Until that time, people start to call on the name of the Lord.
创世纪里面说那个那个赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以诺士。那时候人才求告耶和华的名。
So this idea of calling on the Lord is also mentioned as prayer.
所以就求告耶和华的名也是就是一种祷告。
So basically people did not believe in God until they come to the age of Enoch and they start to pray. So prayer is almost linked as in faith in Christ.
所以之前那些人一直不相信神，直到以诺士的时候，所以那个祷告就是跟他们的信心有关。
And then the second place of Bible, second term Bible used to describe prayer is calledWait upon the Lord.
第二点，圣经要讲到祷告的，就是要等候神。
Isaiah 40:31, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
以赛亚书第41章里面说，在那等候耶和华的必从心得力。他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
I used to think that's great. I will not be tired if I wait for the Lord. I always wondered what is that waiting for the Lord. That doesn't mean I sit there and twist my thumb and wait for the Lord. What is that?
我常常在想，到底什么是等候耶和华？是不是我坐在那里就等候呢
？What is wait? And the more I thought about it, it's part of prayer.
当我在想的时候，这个等候其实就是祷告的一部分。
The times you are really anxious, you just really want to go out and finish the task. You want to go out and do your job. Your heart is simply not ready, and your heart is anguish when you go out.
当你觉得很不安的时候，你就常常会觉得我一定要出去，我要把这个事情去做好。
Bible says you wait upon the Lord, meaning you stop and pray.
这里说到的那等候耶和华，就是说你要坐下来，你要祷告。
Before we make a phone call, before we do something about it, we kneel down and we wait.
当我们要做我们所做的事情的时候，之前我们应该安静下来，我们等候，我们祷告。
Even as a pastor, there are times I feel I don't have time to pray. I need to make sure I do those things first.But and I have to fight with myself and say, no, I have to wait for the Lord before I have to pray before I go to do these things.
就是我自己做牧者的时候，有时候我觉得我一定要做完这个，我要办好这个。其实我需要坐下来祷告。
And there are times when I know prayer can be dry sometimes. I know.
我知道有时候我们祷告的时候觉得很干。
I am not always out there, you know, speaking to God like Moses face to face. I'm not always there.
我不是常常祷告的时候，好像摩西但跟神面对面的来说话。
When in our youth group in Taiwan, we will do prayer meeting. Youth group in prayer, we will do prayer meeting once a month.
我以前在台湾的时候，那个年轻的小组，我们一个月有一次的祷告会。
And the pastor's wife will lead us in prayer meeting.
那个牧师的太太，他会带领我们来祷告。
And the attendance will normally drop from 40 to 20 or 18.
来的人数就会从40人就降下到20人。
We'll see the schedule of prayer meeting next week.
我会看到那个时间那个表，就看到是祷告会，哦，就觉得不去了。
We don't associate prayer with joy normally.
我们不会常常觉得祷告就有喜乐。
We don't associate prayer with cool and fun and exciting. We don't normally do that.
我们不会觉得很祷告就很可以很享受。
So I will talk about that even more. How do we even pray, devote ourselves to pray? But the idea is that when we come to God, there will be, has to be a time of quieting down ourselves and wait for the presence of the Lord to come.
我们祷告的时候就是要来到神的面前，我们去等候神与我们同在。
It's very important that you wait for His presence before you speak in haste.
非常重要的就是我们要先等他来我们等他先来，然后我们才说话。
If all you do is talk, you will be really dry in front of God.
如果你一祷告就开始就说话的话呢，你会觉得很干。
There is a call, Isaiah says, wait for the Lord.
所以以赛亚书说要等候耶和华。
Even Psalm 27 says, wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord.
诗篇二十七篇说要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我在说要等候耶和华。
And there is also a part in prayer called longing after God.
还有就是说我们要寻求耶和华。
Longing after God in Psalm 42, we know that verse really well. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longing after God.
羡慕耶和华，好像诗篇四十二篇说，神啊，我的心羡慕你，如鹿羡慕溪水。
There is that. It's prayer. It really is not just spend 20 minutes a day and talk to a guy you don't see.
祷告不是说每一天花20分钟来跟一个你没有看到的人说话。
It's longing to have him there with you in that moment.
乃是要羡慕神在那一刻就与你同在。
If your heart is full of junk and trash, you will not long after God.
如果你的心里面有很多其他的东西的话，你没有办法这样做。
Cannot spend too much time on that, so I'll move on. And also, there is a part of prayer called seek His face and His power.
也祷告里面也要，我们就是寻找他的面，也要寻找他的能力。
So you know these verses, they are more than telling God, help me with my school, help me with paper, help me with my job. It's more than that.
所以我们祷告不是只是说要求神帮助我们工作我们的功课。
And we need to be careful, even as we come to church on Wednesday night for prayer meeting, we are easy to fall into this pattern of here's a sheet of prayer requests, we'll just read them in front of God and that's it, you heard them, oh Lord, I'm going back to sleep.
我们也很小心，就是我们礼拜三晚上来祷告会的时候，不是说拿着那个祷告事项求了神我们就回家睡觉了。
The idea in Psalm 105 verse 4 says, Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore.
诗篇第105篇里面说，要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
This is the first thing in your prayer life, that is, you kneel down, quiet down, and seek His face.
这个就是第一件要做的事情，就是你要跪下来，来寻求他的面。
Like Isaiah saw God and saw the angels,crying out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord.
好像以赛亚看到神跟天使就呼喊说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
You will need a place where nobody can bother you, that you can cry, you can laugh, you can sing songs, you can pray.
你要找一个地方没有人可以打扰你，你可以自己来赞美来唱歌。
When I was growing up, I didn't have my own room.
我长大的时候我没有自己的房间。
So the only place that no one will ever bother me is when I take shower.
所以唯一一个地方没有人可以打扰我就是我洗澡的时候。
So I can kneel in my bathtub, nobody will come ever bother me. I can turn on the water, nobody will know what I'm doing there.
所以我洗澡的时候我就可以跪下来。
You have to find your place that where you can seek His face and His strength.
你一定要找一个地方，你是可以这样的去寻求他的能力跟他的面。
Psalm 27:8, My heart says of you, seek His face. Your face, Lord, I will seek.
诗篇第27篇里面说，你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华呀，我的面，你的面，我正要寻求。
If you have never really experienced this of seeking God's presence, your prayer life will, I can guarantee you will be dry.
如果你从来没有这个寻求神的面的经验的话，我可以告诉你，你的祷告的生命一定是很干。
And we'll even mention that this is called the filling of the Holy Spirit. Well, I'll even talk about that a little more later.
我等一下会再讲，这个就是圣灵充满。
And what is prayer? Prayer is much more than giving God a list of things to do.
祷告是什么呢？祷告不只是要把一个单给神，说神要为你做什么。
So you can ask yourself, nobody can lie. You know whether you have ever experienced the presence of God.
你自己知道你到底有没有经验到神的同在。
And this is something every Christian should seek after.
这个是每一个基督徒都要寻求的。
This is not Bible never says seek His face, all you pastors.
圣经不是说所有的牧者要这样做。
He didn't say, oh, seek His face, all you ladies who will, who ladies normally are pretty good at prayer, I found.
圣经也不是说所有的女士要这样做。
And men are pretty good at doing things, but we are told to seek His face.
弟兄们通常是比较喜欢做事情，但是我们记得，我们所有的人都要这样的寻求他的面。
So that is prayer. We already mentioned it's more than prayer. It's calling the name of the Lord. It's wait upon the Lord. It's longing after God. It's seeking His face. It's spending time seeking His presence right there in front of you.
所以我们要记得，我们祷告就是要寻求神他的面、他的能力、他与你的同在。
All right, I have a second question.Second question I have is, what is the relation between prayer and faith?
我有第二个问题，第二个问题就是说，祷告跟你的信心有什么关系呢？
This can be really long if I have to explain everything. And I also have to try to cut it short and we'll talk afterwards if you still have questions.
这个大概很长，所以我要把它简单一点的来讲。如果你想多讲的，我们之后可以再讲。
I am going to try to summarize into one sentence what is the relationship between faith and prayer.
我会尝试用一句话来讲完这个信心跟祷告的关系。
一句话啊。Faith, let me start again. Prayer is an expression of your faith.
祷告是你信心所表现出来的。
对。Although not all prayers are based on faith,
但不是所有的祷告都是靠着信心所说的。
But all true prayers that God approves of and hears are based on faith.
但是所有真正的祷告，而神所听的。都是从信心所发出的。
So, we hear this a lot. God doesn't hear your people will tell you God doesn't hear your prayer because you don't have faith.
我们常常会听到就是说，神没有垂听我们的祷告，因为我们没有信心。
God doesn't hear your disease and sickness because you don't have enough faith. You need to have faith, brother.
神没有医治你的病，因为你没有信心。
That's really incomplete answer. The idea of prayer truly is a outflowing of our faith.
这个答案不是完全正确，因为其实祷告就是我们的信心所流出来的。
Romans 1:17 says our Christian life is from faith to faith.
罗马书第一章第十七节说，因为神的义在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。
from faith to faith, 本于信，
本于信
to faith,
以至于信。
Love is also an expression of our faith.
爱也是我们的信心所表露出来的。
That's fine, Galatians 5:6, we won't turn there. But love is an expression of our faith. And good works is also an expression of faith. That's fine, James 2:26, we will not read that either.
我们好的行为跟我们的爱都是我们的信心所发出来的功效。
So every part of our Christian life is based on faith. Our love, our good works, our prayer, all have based on this foundation of faith.
所以我们的爱，我们的好的行为，我们做一个基督徒所有的好的事情都是从那个信心所发出来的。
You pray to someone when you trust them.
你只会相信一个人的时候你才对他来祷告。
You tell him all your problem because you trust him.
你对他说你所有的问题因为你相信他。
You don't just grab anyone on the street and say, oh, let me tell you my problem in my house.
你不会在街上随便找一个人就跟他说你家里有什么问题。
You don't just grab any doctors out there and say, I think I have problem, I have pain here and there.
你不会随便找一个医生就跟他说你身体的问题。
Even if you have cancer, and diagnose you have cancer, you want second opinion.
就算你要癌症的时候，你也会找第二个医生来跟他商量一下。
So when we pray, when we ask for help, when we pour out desires, it's an expression that we trust.
所以当我们这样的来倾心吐意来讲出我们自己的问题的时候，就是那个我们信心所表露出来的。
So Jesus, every time when someone asks for help, the answer is always because of your faith or according to your faith, let it be done for you.
所以每一次有人来求耶稣做一件事情的时候，耶稣就会说，又靠着你的信心就给你完成了。
Remember the centurion who came and said, came to Jesus and said, "Don't come to my house. My servant is sick, but just say a word, my servant will be healed."
记得那个百夫长，他要求耶稣的时候，那个他就说，他告诉耶稣说，你不要来我的家，如果你愿意的，我的仆人就会好。
Or the Canaanite woman who came to Jesus and said, the dogs, Jesus told her, I don't want to give the food to dogs. These are for children. My blessings are for children.
另外，或者是那个女人，她来到耶稣的面前的时候，耶稣说，我的食物是给我的儿女。
Not for dogs.
不是给狗。
This Canaanite, this Gentile woman says,But even dogs get a little crumbs off the table.
那个女人就说，但是狗还会就是吃那个坐下面的那些碎的。
Jesus says, according to your faith, your daughter is healed.
所以耶稣就说，靠着你的信心，你的女儿得医治。
Prayer is simply an expression of faith.
祷告就是那个信心所流露出来的。
So are there times when you pray that God doesn't?Answer according to your prayer.
有没有你祷告的时候神没有照着你所求的来应允呢？
Yes.
有。
But does that mean you don't have faith?
那是不是就是说你没有信心呢？
Maybe.
有可能。
But most likely it's because your faith needs to grow.
但是最有可能的就是说你的信心要成长。
That God doesn't heal your cancer.
所以神没有医治你的癌症。
So that you trust him in times of trouble.
所以你可以在那些有困难的时候可以信靠他。
So you trust him in times of trouble.
所以在困难的时候你可以信靠他。
That you have faith.
那你就有更强的信心。
So what God cares is about your faith, not about your prayer style or different ways how you pray. If you can say a magic prayer, God will answer. If youFast for 30 days, God will heal your cancer. It's not this type of formula you can fool around with.
所以神对看重的是你有没有信心，而不是说你用什么的方法来祷告。
And if you trust him, if you have faith, you will trust his decisions.
如果你有信心的话，你就会相信他的决定。
So that's all I can say about the relationship of faith and prayer.
所以这个是我要说的关于祷告跟信心的。
In James does talk about you ask and you don't receive because you don't pray.
在雅各书说你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求，你们没有信心。
Oh, you don't, 你们妄求， you pray, you ask your message. And it has the same idea. You pray for something is simply not in trusting to God. It's out of your flesh desires.
因为你所求的不是基于你的信心，乃是因为你的肉体所想要的。
So what you trust is really not God. You trust in that thing that you want.
所以你所信的不是神，乃是信你所想要的那个神。
So that this little God will help you to get that thing that you want.
所以你就想神可以帮助你来拿到这个你想要的东西。
So who is God? You are God. You are trying to ask this Buddha thing, trying to this God thing to help you to get this thing that you want.
所以到底是谁是神呢？你要求的那个所得到的东西，还是神是神呢？
Because why? Because if you think about it, because your prayer is, Lord, if I can get that, I will be happy.
因为你要想一想，到底你在求什么呢？你在想，如果我得到这个东西的话，我就会开心。
So your faith, your happiness, your joy is actually based on that thing, not God.
所以你的喜乐就建立在这个东西上面，不是在神的上面。
So I hear all this prayer, a lot of people will pray, oh, if God give me my, let me help me with my lottery, I'll give him 10%.
所以我们常常听到就是说，如果神给我中了这个奖的话，我就把十分之一献给他。
If God make me rich,I will serve him.
如果神给我很多钱的话，我就侍奉他。
You think God really needs you?
你觉得神真的需要你吗？
So our faith sometimes can be so materialistic oriented. We trust in things. We don't trust in God. And we hope if we can make a certain formula, then God will hear us and do the things for us.
所以你看到我们的信心常常就是建立在一些事情，那些物质的东西的上面。
A true child of God, when God doesn't answer their prayer to get the job, to get the money that they need, they will simply say, Lord, I trust you.
一个真正是神的儿女的时候，如果他祷告神没有应允的时候，他就会说，神，我相信你的决定。
So be careful, don't be like the Israelites back in the desert when they ask for meat and they don't have it, they complain and.They are not the true children of God.
但是小心不要像那些以色列人，他们在旷野的时候，他们求有肉，但是神没有给他们，他们就不开心。他们不是真正的神的儿女。
So that's all I can say about faith in this short time. Faith and prayer. Prayer is the expression of faith.
祷告就是我们的信心所表露出来的。
So it comes down to it. This comes down to where the tire meets the road, where the real life is, practically speaking. So how do we devote ourselves to prayer?
所以接下来就讲的就是说，那我们怎么样可以来真的去好好的祷告？
How do you do something that is so boring every day?
你怎么样可以每一天去做一种那么沉闷的事情？
And make it so joyful. How do you do that?
但是确实可以在当中去享受。
I know a lot of brothers and sisters among us, some are in God's book and some are here, they truly enjoy prayer in life.
我知道我们当中真的有些弟兄姊妹真的很享受祷告。
And they are devoted in their lives to pray.
他们真的献上他们自己的生命来祷告。
But for some of us who just don't seem to understand, why are they praying all the time?
但是我们当中其他人也会觉得他们为什么花那么多时间来祷告。
You know,I just faith God give my prayer. That's all. Why do I have to pray so long? What is there to pray about? What is there to talk about?
他们祷告那么久，到底在讲什么呢？
Come on, come on, be honest. Come on, you look at me like I'm talking about you, something you never experienced before. Is that true in your life? Is prayer boring sometimes?
你坦白的说，你觉得祷告是不是有点沉闷？
How long can you last every day in prayer before you fall asleep?
你每天祷告，你祷告多久？会睡着了。
Come on, be honest. If you can last 10 minutes without falling asleep or thinking about something else, raise your hand. 10 minutes.
你如果可以十分钟都没有想其他的东西继续祷告的，请你举手。
Or maybe more, I'm sure probably more than that, probably 2 hours.
可能你可以祷更久。
The moment we kneel down, we think about Disney World, vacation, my job, everything else besides God.
越早的时候就会很容易想到其他的东西。
How do we pray before ourselves in prayer?
然后我们怎么样去祷告呢？
Paul just wrote one verse. Devote yourself to prayer.
Colossians 4:2. Okay. Colossians 4:2. This is what Paul said. He said, you should
pray. He didn't tell us how.
He didn't tell us how. He took
it for granted that you will know.
他是觉得你应该已经知道了。And
as a Christian, you probably should know already why. So he says, well, continue in prayer, devote yourself in prayer.
你作为一个基督徒，你也应该已经知道，就是你要继续的横切祷告。
So how do we do it? I know some people are very good with their self-discipline, so they can actually make themselves to do it every day.
我觉得有些人他们很有那个 discipline.
What is the discipline?
纪律，纪律，纪律，纪律，他们可以每一天这样的做。
My Chinese is very bad too. Yeah. I admire those people who actually can go do a dry prayer and stay awake and not drift in the off.
我觉得就是很敬佩有一些弟兄姊妹，他们虽然觉得祷告很干，但是他们还是可以完成他们的祷告。
Yeah. But I think that's the way we are supposed to do.
但是我觉得我们祷告不应该是这样子。God
wants us to enjoy something instead of being burdened by something.
神希望我们可以享受，而不是为了祷告来成为这个压力。God
gives us a car to drive, not to push.
神给我们一台车，我们可以开，而不是我们要推这台车。The
difference between driving a car and pushing the car is gasoline.
这个推车跟开车的分别就是那个汽油。
You can buy the best car out there on the market.
你可以去买最好的车。
V8 engines, 300 horsepower.
有很好的引擎。
Four-wheel drive.
四个轮都动。
Something like that. And CD
轮推动。
Leather seat, CD player, the coldest AC.
有空调也有CD player.
But if you don't have gas, you will have to push your car every day.
但是如果你没有汽油的话，你要把车子推。
And I know some people are very disciplined. They will push prayer every day.
有些人就是可以这样的去每一天去推。
Well, there are some brothers and sisters know how to put gas in there, and they actually enjoy their car.
但是有些弟兄姊妹却是把汽油放进车里面，那就可以享受了。
The difference is so big, but I'm not trying to criticize people who push their cars around.
我不是要批评那些要推车的人。
It's just silly sometimes to see.
只是看到了觉得为什么那么笨。
And well, God has promised us something that will help us to enjoy prayer and Christian life.
神已经应许我们这样美好的来帮助我们来享受那个我们基督徒的生活。
And I know in our church we don't like to use talk about Holy Spirit.
我知道我们教会不是很喜欢来讲关于圣灵的问题。
And actually, in a lot of churches, not just our church.
不是只是我们的教会, 其实很多教会,
a lot of evangelical churches have been pushing their cars all their lives.
很多, 福音派的教会也是好像这样的推车,
and they have teamwork.
他们可以一起来推,
good organization.
好好的组织团队组织来一起推。
So they won't get tired, they will take turn and push cars.
所以有一个人累的话呢，就另外一个人来推。
A group of people who push and they take turn and push. So their church moves forward.
他们就轮流的推车，所以这个车就可以向前面动了。
And they're actually doing something, you know. The church is growing. I'm not trying to criticize them of pushing cars. They really do a good job. Pushing cars.
我不是要批评那些人，他们还是把教会推动起来了。
And God bless their heart. They truly work hard for the Lord.
他们也是真的努力的为神做事。
But we see some church they know how to put gas in the tank and drive.
但是看到有一些教会，他们知道怎么样把汽油放进车里面来开车。
And all that joy they have in that church.
他们是真的有喜乐。
All that they enjoy the AC and CD players.
他们就很享受他们所有的。
And you see this in Christian life when Christians who knows how to get gas.
你也会看得到，如果一个基督徒他知道怎么样来把汽油放进车里面，你看得到。
They although their life is tiring, their life is painful. You see joy on their face.
虽然他们生命可能痛苦，但是你会看到他们的脸上也是有喜乐。
Someone mentioned Miss Grace Yao. She just passed away a month ago. You know, and when she came over to our house during hurricane, she's always joyful, always happy.
好像那个谣传到他那个Katrina 之后，他来到我们家里面，他的脸也是充满了喜乐。
She's like, hey, you and I are refuge now, like celebrating something great happened.
他也是真的在这个痛苦里面，他也讲笑话。
And I see people who try to rejoice.
我看到真的有一些人知道怎么样的去喜乐。
And there are people who.They try and try to push their car to rejoice.
有些人却是一直推这个车来尝试来喜乐。
They try to put a smile on their face and push the car.
对，他们把那个脸把一个笑容挂在脸上面来推他们的车。
God has promised us the Holy Spirit.
神已经答应给我们有圣灵。
I am not trying to be a charismatic. I'm not trying to teach you to be Pentecostal or charismatic.
我不是要大家来效仿五旬节的教会或者是那个灵恩派的教会。
But there's something we are truly missing when we don't even talk about Holy Spirit.
但是如果我们完全不讲圣灵的话，我们真的损失了很重要的事情。
It's 12 o'clock, should I continue? Yeah.No food, no, it's alright. So here comes the most important. How do you fill the tank with gasoline?
所以我们要讲最重要的就是说你怎么样把那个汽油放到车里面呢?
How do you be filled with the Holy Spirit?
怎么样可以给圣灵充满呢?
The moment you have been filled by the Holy Spirit, you will not dread prayer at all.
如果你给圣灵充满的话你就不会觉得祷告是很困难的事情。
I'm not telling you to speak in tongues, roll on the floor, bark like a dog, like some charismatic church will do.
我不是要大家来讲方言，或者是做很多奇怪的行为，好像很多那些灵恩派的教会这样子。
But I'm talking about how to fill up your tank with gasoline with Holy Spirit.
那我乃是要大家来。知道怎么样的把汽油放到你的车里面，就是圣灵。
I don't have, it's doing damage. I have one and a half page. I'll try to.
我有大概一页半要讲。
Well, let's define what is filling by the Holy Spirit.
我们先讲关于什么是给圣灵充满。
And if we get the definition right, things will be a lot easier.
如果我们把这个定义来讲好的话呢，其他就会比较简单一点。
I think the charismatic church has the tendency. I'm not saying all of them, but they have the tendency of spraying gasoline everywhere.
我想灵恩派的教会他们有一个问题，就是他们把那个汽油喷到处都是。
It's quite dangerous.
这个很危险。
When gasoline is in the right place, it's the power.
但是如果汽油在对的地方的时候呢，就很有能力。
So I'm not asking you to be a charismatic Christian.
所以我不是要你们做灵恩派的基督徒。
But I'm asking you to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
但是我要大家做一个给圣灵充满的基督徒。
And this is not new. Paul says in Ephesians 5:18, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit."
这个保罗已经告诉我们说不要醉酒，因为可以使人放荡，但是我们要给圣灵充满。
Be filled with the Spirit.
要给圣灵充满。
And this is not a book of Acts.
这个不是
使徒行传。
这个不是使徒行传。
And some people say, oh, Holy Spirit is for the book of Acts, the rest of the teaching is not very, very strong.
有些人觉得圣灵讲到圣灵的时候就是要讲使徒行传。
Paul in Ephesians says, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
保罗在以弗所书里面说要被圣灵充满。
Jude 1:20 says, but you, my brothers, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit.
犹大书第二十节，亲爱的弟兄们，你们却要在至圣的正道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
These are not accident verses, just drop it somewhere in there.
这些的章节不是只是随便的在这里出现。
It is the key of our Christian walk.
这个是我们的基督徒的生活里面很重要的。
So what is the filling of the Holy Spirit?
所以圣灵充满是什么事情呢？
I know there probably every pastor you ask there's one different definition.
我想你问每一个牧师，每一个牧师都会给你一个不同的答案。
But some may be wrong.
我想有一些可能是错的。
Some may be half wrong.
有一些可能是一半错的。
Some may be half right.
有一些可能是一半对的。
I think I show you all this Old Testament verse for a purpose to come to this definition.
我想我跟大家读了那么多旧约里面的经节，就是要来到我们现在要讲的这个定义。
Here is what Martin Lloyd-Jones has summarized in way of the definition.
我所讲的就是那个 Martin Lloyd-Jones 他对于圣灵充满的一个定义。
He is a Reformed pastor, a Calvinist pastor.
他是一个 Calvinist。加尔文派的一个牧师。
Normally Calvinist pastors are known as, you know, they know doctrines really well, but you know they're cold.
很多那个加尔文派的牧师，他们对于信条很熟悉，不过他们可能自己很冷。
But this man Martin Lloyd-Jones, the theologian J.I. Packer, when he was young, when he attends his church.He says hearing his sermon was like electricity shock on him.
但是有人就说听到这个牧师这个加尔文派的牧师讲道的时候好像电到的一样。
This is his definition of the filling of the Holy Spirit.
这个是他对圣灵充满的一个定义。
And you know his church did not have people speak in tongues and roll on the floor.
你知道他的教会里面没有人去讲方言，也没有人滚在地上。
He defines the Lord Jesus Christ became real to them in a way that he had never been before.
耶稣基督对他们成为一个很真实的，让他们觉得这个是他们之前完全没有感觉到的。
The Lord Jesus Christ manifested himself to them spiritually, and the result was a great love for Christ shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督在灵里面向他们显现，然后结果就是他们有一个对基督有一个很大的爱，也圣灵也充满了他们的心。
This is, I'll try to put it in everyday language. He's saying,that there was a time you know Jesus as a Savior, you know every knowledge about loving God, singing songs to Him, praying.
如果我用比较我们日常的话来讲，就是说有以前有一阵子你知道关于耶稣基督的
and all those things are good, I'm not saying those are bad.
你所知道的关于耶稣基督的都是好的事情。
But on that day when Holy Spirit fills youEverything becomes so real.
但是当圣灵充满你的时候，你会觉得所有的东西都很真实。
Knowing that you're a sinner and feeling that you're a sinner is a different thing.
你知道你是一个罪人，跟你感觉到你是一个罪人是不同的。
All of us know that the Bible tells us that we're sinners.
我们都知道圣经里面告诉我们说我们是罪人。
Feeling that guilt and dirtiness in your spirit is a different story.
但是你感觉到你自己里面是充满罪的话，是另外一个事情。
We all know Jesus loves me. We sing this song. Jesus loves me since we were little. Jesus loves me.
我们从小就唱一首诗歌，说耶稣爱我。
And when you feel that in your Holy Spirit, when you pray and you, that things become so real, It's a different story.
但是你给圣灵充满，你知道你感觉到这个耶稣爱我的时候呢，那是另外一个事情。
This, he continues, that is why these New Testament writers can say things like this about Christians, whom having not seen you love, in whom, though now you see him not, you believe in, yet rejoicing with joy unspeakable with full glory. That's found in 1 Peter 1:8.
所以他就说是一些信徒们，他们可以讲述彼得前书第一章第八节里面所讲的。
And they did. They rejoiced in him and they gloried in him. They accounted it an honor to suffer for his name's sake. For him, they would suffer any persecution. They would even be turned out of their homes and their families. Why?
第八节里面，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜了。
And continue on.Simply they had the knowledge. They will suffer any persecution.
他们可以受任何的苦，也可以就是离开他们自己的家庭。
They can do this not because they have a knowledge of certain doctrines, but because the Lord Jesus Christ has become so real to them and so dear to them. That's why they can do these things.
他们可以这样做，不是因为他们知道什么的信条，而是因为他们感觉到耶稣基督是很真实的。
Here is, I'm really running out of time. I just want to read this part again. Let me emphasize this. I can continue to quote Martin Lloyd Jones. Let me emphasize this. This feeling is an absolute necessity for true service.
他继续讲，就是说，这种圣灵的充满是。我们必须要经历到，我们才可以侍奉神。
Even our Lord Himself did not enter upon His ministry until the Holy Spirit had descended upon Him.
耶稣自己也是等到那个圣灵充满了他，他才出来他的传道。
Do you get this? Even Jesus did not serve God until Holy Spirit was descended upon Him.
你明白吗？耶稣他自己也是等候了圣灵降临。在他身上，他才出来传道。
If you don't feel the realness of Christ and His love, your service is pushing the car.
如果你没有感觉到耶稣的真实的话，你就好像在推车一样。
Oh my goodness, I have to clean the church again.
我又要去那个清洁教会了。
Oh my goodness, I have to go visitation and witness to people again.
我又要去传福音了。
Your service is very painful because you're pushing cars.
你的侍奉会很痛苦，因为你在推车。
He continues, he even told the disciples whom he had been training for 3 years, who had been with him in the inner circle, who had seen his miracles and heard all his words, who had seen him and seen him dead and buried and risen again. Even these exceptional men with their exceptional opportunities, he told them to stay where they were, not to start upon their ministry, not to attempt to witness for him until they have received the power which the Holy Spirit will give them.
耶稣也跟他的门徒说不要他们出去做很多什么大事情，一定要先等候等候那个圣灵把那个能力可以赐了给他们。
He started to talk about different experiences of different pastors. He talked about D.L. Moody one time in New York City. D.L. Moody, you know, right? Moody.
他也讲到那个穆迪有一次在纽约市。
Before that, there's two ladies always in his service telling him, we're praying for him, pastor, that you need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
前他那个教会里面有两个女士一直跟他说，我们为你祷告，你要被圣灵充满。
He said one time he was just walking down the street of New York City one afternoon, and suddenly he became realized that Holy Spirit, or God, is so real to him.
有一次他在纽约市走路的时候，他忽然间就感觉到神的充满。
And then he said he ran to a house and hide it and prayed. He asked God to stop pushing that reality on him.
他就走到一个房子里面，他就求神停止再把那个那么真实的一种感觉推在他的身上。
So they say after this experience, Moody preaching the same sermon, but result was 100 times different.
这个事情之后，穆迪的讲到就这个结果就很不同了。
And Jonathan Edwards, some of you may know Jonathan Edwards well.
Jonathan Edwards, 可能大家当中有一些人知道那个名字。
He is associated with the Great Awakening of the 1800s in the United States.
他
1700 in the 18th century.
他在那个十八世纪里面那个 Great Awakening,
美国大奋兴
大奋兴运动里面一个很重要的人。
大觉醒很少人讲。And he is a very, very rational, very organized man.
他是一个很很有条理的一个人。
He doesn't preach like me, like this. His sermon was read word for word.
他传道的时候，他是从那个他的讲到，就是一个字一个字这样读出来。
But people, they were saying when people heard his sermon, people were hanging on to the chair in front of them because they felt the ground is going to open and swallow them out if they don't repent. So they held onto the chairs.
这听到的人，他们就会把手拉着那个椅子，因为他们觉得如果他们不拉着的话呢，这个地就会打开来把他们吞下去。
And he reads his sermon monotone.
那个 Jonathan Edwards 却是把他的讲到一个一个字啊，从好像那个没有高低音的这样读出来。
Here's his experience. He's the least person you would think is emotional.
你不会觉得他很有那个情绪。
And I am not teaching you to be emotional about these things. This is not about emotionalism.
这个不是关于你的感觉。
He says in his own diary, as I rode out into the woods for my health.In 1737,
他在他的 diary,
日记
里面说他他因为他的健康的缘故，他常常会到树林里面。
And having alighted from my horse and in a retired place,
他会到一个很安静的地方，他从他的马上面下来。
As my manner commonly has been to walk for divine contemplation and prayer,
他就会走路来默想跟祷告。
I had a view that was for me extraordinary.
我都看到一个意象，很一个很不平常的一个意象
of the glory of the Son of God as mediator between God and man, and His wonderful, great, full, pure, sweet grace and love.
就是看到神的儿子，就是神跟人中间的一个中保，他是那么的美好，那么伟大，那么丰富。也是那么纯洁，也正是有甜美的恩典，也有爱。
And the grace that appears so calm and sweet appears also great above the heavens.
这个恩典是那么的安静跟甜美，但是也是那么在天上显现出来的时候那么伟大。
And the person of Christ appears ineffably excellent and excellency great enough to swallow up all thoughts and conceptions.
基督显现出来的时候，真的是一种没有办法形容的美好，真是美好到把我所有的思想、我的概念都吞下去。
Which continue as near as I can judge about an hour.
这样的一直下去大概有一个钟头。
Which kept me a greater part of the time in a flood of tears and weeping aloud.
在这个钟头里面，我大部分的时间我都一直在哭。
I felt an ardency of soul, so to be that what I know not otherwise how to express.
我就感觉到我的灵里面有一种热情是没有办法去形容的。
Empty and annihilated.
完全是空虚的，也是完全是被毁坏的。
To lie in the dust and to be full of Christ alone.
好像我自己在尘土里面，只有基督来充满我。
To love Him with a holy and a pure love.
用一种圣洁的、纯正的爱来爱他。
To trust in Him, to live upon Him, to serve Him.
去信靠他，去为他而活，也去侍奉他。
To be perfectly sanctified and made pure with a divine and heavenly purity.
也是靠着这种天上的那种的纯洁来让我成为圣洁。
I know this Holy Spirit issue is a very big issue. I cannot ever even talk about this with enough time to talk about this.
我知道那个关于圣灵的是一个很大的题目，我没有办法完全。
But at least Jonathan Edwards was able to pray for 1 hour without falling asleep.
但是你看到 Jonathan Edwards 他祷告一个钟头，他没有睡着。
No, there's something that he experienced. When you are truly in the presence of God, you won't sleep.
如果你真的经历到神的同在的话，你不会睡着。
And many brothers and sisters can testify that here.
我想这里很多弟兄姊妹可以真的为着这个来见证。
And these are not some kind of crazy movement I'm asking to do.
我不是要做什么奇怪的运动。
And all I'm asking you to seek after God Almighty Himself.
我想大家要想的就是说要寻求神自己。
And I'm not even asking you to seek experience.
我也不是要大家来寻求有什么的经验。
I'm asking you to seek God in His face.
我是要大家来寻求神的面。
I have to wrap this up, and Paul gave us this simple exhortation, devote yourself in prayer.
保罗给我们这个要求就是我们要恒切祷告。
It's impossible to do for you on your own.
你没有办法自己靠着自己来做。
Like every other verse, submit to your husband. It's impossible for you to do.
好像其他的经节说，比如说要顺服你的丈夫，好像没有办法来做。
Because we are pushing cars.
因为我们在推车。
And Paul asked, I did not even finish verse 3. Look at me. Paul asked us to devote ourselves to prayer.
保罗要求我们恒切祷告。
All I'm asking you is to Paul told Timothy one time, you hang out with those who with pure heart to pray. You hang around with them, with those who pray with a pure heart.
保罗曾经跟提摩太说，你要跟那些有纯洁的心的人一起祷告。
I know there are several brothers and sisters in our church who truly devote their lives into prayer.
我知道我们教会里面有一些弟兄姊妹真的把他们的生命来献上来祷告。
You want to learn about gasoline in your car, you ask them.
如果你要学习怎么样把汽车充满那个汽油的话，你要问他们。
Or you can have teamwork and push your car.
或者你可以跟其他人一起来推车。
And comes down to it, really, this is your Christian life. And God bless your heart. You have been pushing cars for years, and you know, may God have you rest in peace someday.
如果你一直多年一直在推车的话，我也是求神怜悯你，有一天你可以休息一下。
But there is this joy, this great joy of spirit in the Holy Spirit that we can pray, we can talk to Him.
但是在圣灵里面，我们确实有可以享受这种喜乐的。
All your troubles can bring to Him.
你所有的困难，你可以带到他的面前。
All your problems and pain can be poured out in front of Him.
你所有的问题都可以来到他的面前来倾心吐意。
And I encourage all of us, this is a part of the scripture that I don't want to ignore in our teaching.
我是希望大家真的不要看轻这个教训。
I'm leaving in three days.
我再过四天我就离开了。
And you know, I'm gonna miss you guys.
我也想念大家。
But often we are told we can fellowship in one Holy Spirit.
但是我们确实可以在灵里面有一起的团。